Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Open Veins of Latin America, 5 Centuries of the Pillage of a Continent by Eduardo Galeano is a compelling and heart-wrenching exploration into the exploitation and suffering of Latin America over 5 centuries through colonialism, slavery, and economic imperialism. Originally published in 1971, this book stands as a seminal work in understanding the socioeconomic disparities and historical injustices that have characterized the Latin American experience. Galeano, with a unique blend of journalistic investigation, historical narrative, and passionate storytelling, weaves together the complex threads of indigenous exploitation, resource extraction, and foreign intervention that have bled the continent. His narrative not only challenges the traditional historical discourse, but also brings to light the enduring spirits of Latin American peoples. Open Veins is as much a declaration of love to a continent's potential as it is an indictment of its continued exploitation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical context of exploitation. Eduardo Galeano meticulously outlines the process through which Latin America has been exploited by foreign powers since the time of Columbus. This section delves into the initial European conquests, driven by the insatiable thirst for gold and silver, and the subsequent colonial rule which laid the groundwork for systematic exploitation. Galeano discusses the encomienda system, under which indigenous peoples were enslaved and decimated, and the introduction of African slaves to replace diminished indigenous populations. This early period set a precedent for economic models based solely on resource extraction, benefiting colonial powers at the expense of local economies and peoples. Galeano's narrative offers insightful analysis on how these early exploitations have shaped the socioeconomic fabric of Latin America, contributing to enduring patterns of inequality and dependence on foreign capital. Secondly, the role of international corporations and foreign governments. Galeano expands on the theme of exploitation by examining the role played by international corporations and foreign governments in the 19th and 20th centuries. He provides detailed cases of how these entities have manipulated Latin American economies, politics, and societies to serve their interests. From the banana republics controlled by U.S. fruit companies, to the British railroads that extracted resources while providing minimal benefit to locals, this topic explores the neo-colonial practices that dominated Latin American economic landscapes. Galeano also highlights how these interventions were often supported and facilitated by corrupt local elites, leading to a cycle of debt, dependency, and underdevelopment. This critical examination sheds light on the complex networks of economic imperialism that have hindered Latin America's sovereign development and perpetuated social inequality. Thirdly, economic models and their impact. This section analyses the various economic models implemented in Latin America, dissecting how policies such as import substitution industrialization, ISI, and later neoliberal austerity measures have affected the continent's economies and people. Galeano critiques the implementation of these economic policies, often influenced by foreign advisors and institutions, which prioritize debt repayment and foreign investment over social welfare and economic independence. He discusses the temporary gains experienced by some segments of society, juxtaposed with the long-term repercussions of increased inequality, unemployment, and social unrest. Furthermore, Galeano emphasizes the environmental degradation resulting from unregulated exploitation of natural resources, illustrating the unsustainable nature of such economic practices and their contribution to the perpetuation of Latin America's subjugation and poverty. Fourthly, cultural resistance and the quest for sovereignty. Galeano doesn't just provide a critique, he also celebrates the rich tapestry of cultural resistance and resilience across Latin America. This part of the narrative focuses on the myriad ways in which indigenous populations, African descendants, and mestizos have retained, reclaimed, and reinvented their cultures, languages, and traditions in the face of oppression and globalization. He examines the role of literature, music, and art in keeping alive a sense of identity and resistance, and how these cultural expressions have become instruments of political and social defiance. Galeano showcases the struggle for land rights, cultural recognition, and political sovereignty as central to the Latin American quest for a future free from the shadows of colonialism and imperialism. Lastly, the future path, challenge, and hope. The final topic addresses the possible pathways toward a more equitable and sustainable future for Latin America. Galeano does not leave the reader in despair, but rather invokes a sense of hope and challenge, He discusses the emerging movements and ideologies that reject the neocolonial economic models and advocate for more inclusive and participatory forms of democracy and development. The importance of regional solidarity, as seen in various attempts at economic and political integration, is underscored as a potential counterbalance to external pressures and a mechanism for collective empowerment. Galeano's closing thoughts center on the indomitable spirit of the Latin American people and the enduring belief in their capacity to reclaim their history and shape their destiny in the face of ongoing challenges. In conclusion, Open Veins of Latin America by Eduardo Galeano is essential reading for anyone seeking to understand the complex history of exploitation and resistance in Latin America. Through its vivid narrative and critical analysis, the book offers insights into the socioeconomic forces that have shaped the continent. It is particularly relevant for students of Latin American history, political science, and economics, as well as activists and policymakers interested in issues of social justice, economic inequality, and sustainable development. Galeano's work transcends academic boundaries, resonating with all who believe in a future where the nations and peoples of Latin America are the nations and peoples of Latin America are the masters of their own destinies. The book serves as a reminder of the costs of exploitation and the value of resistance, making it a timeless beacon of hope for change and social justice. If you would like to support Eduardo Galeano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.